At this time of year, when baking is uppermost in many minds, browsing through cookbooks is a desired way to pass the time. The cupboards hold many such books, and remembering which one contains favorite recipes becomes a challenge. This week's recipes come from flipping many pages until certain names caught my eye. Lemon loaf, 3 eggs, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1 cup commercial sour cream, 1 half cup vegetable oil, 2 tbsps lemon juice, 1 and a half cups all-purpose flour, 2 tsps baking powder, half a teaspoon salt. Topping: 1 cup whipping cream, 1 tablespoon grated lemon peel, 2 tsps orange juice, 2 tbsps granulated sugar. To make the cake, mix the eggs, sugar, sour cream and oil together until light and smooth. Add lemon juice and stir. In a separate bowl, combine dry ingredients, then add to batter. Mix until combined. Pour into a greased large loaf pan and bake for about 60 minutes at 350 degrees F cool on rack, then remove from pan and transfer to a serving plate to cool completely. Note: the amount of sugar may be halved, if desired. To make the topping, whip the cream, then add peel, juice and sugar and carefully stir. Spread over cooled loaf. Note: a lemon-flavored glaze made with icing sugar may be substituted for the whipped cream topping. Drizzle over loaf and sprinkle with sugar. Store leftovers in refrigerator. Chocolate haystacks, 2 cups granulated sugar, 1 half cup milk, 1 half cup softened butter, 1 cup sweetened, flaked coconut, 3 cups instant rolled oats, half a teaspoon vanilla, 5 tbsps cocoa powder, half a teaspoon salt, optional. In a large bowl, mix the coconut, rolled oats, cocoa, vanilla and salt. In a large sauce pan, bring the sugar, milk and butter to a boil. Add the boiled mixture to the dry ingredients and mix well. Cover the counter with a large piece of waxed or parchment paper. Drop mixture by spoonful onto the paper and let set until firm. Store in cool spot in container. Note: work quickly once wet and dry ingredients have been combined so mixture doesn't set as a large mass. Glazed zucchini bread, 3/4 cup vegetable oil, 1 cup white sugar, 3 large eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 cups grated zucchini, 2 cups flour, 1.5 tsps baking soda, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 of a teaspoon nutmeg. Glaze: 1/4 cup white sugar, 1/4 cup brandy. To make the cake, combine vegetable oil with the sugar and eggs. Mix thoroughly. Add the vanilla and zucchini. Note: if using frozen zucchini, thaw then drain off most of the juice. Combine the dry ingredients and add to the zucchini mixture. Mix well. Pour into greased and floured loaf pan and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 75 minutes. Do not overbake. Let cool in pan for about 10 minutes before removing from pan onto a serving plate. Make the glaze by simmering the sugar and brandy in a small saucepan over medium heat until sugar has melted. Spread over the warm loaf. If desired, loaf could be chilled completely and then iced with a regular glaze of powdered sugar and milk. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.